15.
We have slowly started to lose our mind. I'm reaching inside the hat. I've pulled it out. And it is 1991.
Okay.
And I was not expecting this for 1991. I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the chart for 5 weeks, which is a good number.
It's a good one. Right.
Not as good as Whitney. And it deserved to be in the chart longer. It was by Queen. Any ideas what it might be?
Queen song. No, I can't think of it on my head.
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
What song might that mean?
Oh, shit.
No.
Is it Champions?
No.
Isn't that in Wayne's World, don't they?
It is Bohemian
Rhapsody. Oh, Bohemian
Rhapsody. Rhapsody.
Fucking idiot. Shoot me now for not knowing that. This is one of the best songs ever.
It is one of the best songs ever. It isn't Christmassy at all.
It's not Christmassy. 17 can't beat Queen.
And it's not even to do with Wayne's World making it popular. Because Wayne's World came out the year after, which is probably why it stayed in the charts for another 4 weeks. Oh, no, it couldn't have. February, but no, it wouldn't have been. So, oh, my God. I mean...
I can't even look at you, Tom. That's how ashamed I am. He's 17 or about to be Queen.
17 has just beaten Queen because they didn't do a Christmas song.
All you need to do is put a bell in it. Just put some bells in it. Let's go back in time. Put some bells in there. Go on.
Change some of the words, make it Santa rather than... Oh, no.
Don't say Scaramouche. Say Jingle Bells.
Santa Claus.
Can you go down a chimney? Donner und Blitzen, very, very frightening me. Rudolph the Reindeer.
Come back tomorrow to hear the next challenger. This was the Variety Show Podcast's Christmas Advent for 2024. We wish you a Merry Christmas.